Brothers and sisters, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow. Your waters are below us, around us, above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survived the flood. Hagar discovered the well. The Israelites escaped through the sea, and they drank from the gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. At this font, holy God, we pray. Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in this water. Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here and into all creation. Illumine our days, enliven our bounds, dry our tears, wash away the sin within us, and drown the evil around us. Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Gracious Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Fill it with all truth and peace. Where it is corrupt,
purify it.
Where it is in error,
direct it.
Where it is in need,
provide for it.
Where it is divided,
reform it.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. In the previous prayer, we prayed, wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us. Hear God's promise of forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, by grace, you have been saved. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, God's mercy has been poured out upon us. And this is not our own doing, lest anyone shall boast. But this is the gift of God for the people of God, which flows from the heart of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, your sins are forgiven. You are made new. Death has been defeated, and life now reigns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let all God's people say,
Amen.
The first reading today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will give their iniquity, I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
For our second reading today, it comes from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove as the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No. But by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have been slaves and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean to say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What was to come into being with him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. You probably wouldn't have guessed that's how I was going to start off today. But today's gospel comes from John, full of the Word. And it also says, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Who's the Son? Jesus, the Word. And it is in him alone that we are saved. That's part of what Reformation is all about, that we are saved not by our works, but by grace and through Christ alone. And this promise is so much bigger than Luther, so much bigger than me. It's a promise for all of us. Which is why I invited a couple members today to share what the Reformation means to them. And while they're talking a little bit about what the Reformation means to them and what they lean on and find is important, I invite you to take this time to reflect as well on what it means for you. What does it mean to be Lutheran for you? To be saved by Christ alone.
The Reformation started on October 31st, 1517, 500 years ago, and when Martin Luther pounded his 95 theses on the door of the church. And what I think about when I think about Reformation is that we are saved by faith and grace and not by works, at least any of us should boast.
Well, for me, the Reformation is probably one of the most cultural changing events in most of history, because of how it spun out in terms of the scriptures being only available to a very small group, to being available to the masses of people. It unified the German language into one common language. It resulted in massive changes with respect to society, where the individual started to rise in importance. As I had said earlier, one of the things that the Reformation meant is that I'm Lutheran and not Catholic. So, big event. Very important event that continues to have ramifications to this day.
So what the Reformation means to me, really it's kind of the backbone of my faith, what Luther did at that point, that we are all sinners. There's nothing we can do to deserve God's grace, but it is given to us as a free gift. And all that we do is in response to that gift. So that is the foundation of my life and my faith.
The most important message for me about the Reformation is the message of hope and reassurance that I am saved by God's grace through my faith. Yes, the Reformation caused changes, but I still believe a lot of those changes are still happening today, and I believe more changes are coming tomorrow. So I flip the coin. I look at the reverse side, and I ask, where would I be spiritually today if there never was a Reformation?
So there's just a couple people sharing what it is the Reformation means. And I could sit up here for, you know, a long time probably and just talk about the Reformation and how important it is. But it's more than just me. It's the people too and how it's affected your lives. And you got to hear just a sample of four people and how it plays a part in their lives. But something throughout that you heard is saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace. And that Reformation, it did bring about change. Changes that continue even today and will continue the next 500 years and beyond. But one thing remains the same. That's the Word. The fact that through the death and resurrection of the Word, Jesus, we are saved through Him and Him alone, not by anything we can ever do. What does this mean for us now and His promise? I invite you to hear these lyrics again to A Mighty Fortress, which we sang just a little bit ago, and think about how they can apply today and the things we can rely on in these lyrics. So hear them one more time and how they fit into your own lives. A mighty fortress is our God, a sword and shield victorious. Jesus has won the victory over death with His resurrection. He breaks the cruel oppressor's rod and wins salvation glorious. Salvation for us all, breaking the rod of sin, death, and the devil. The old satanic foe has sworn to work us woe with craft and dreadful might. He arms himself to fight. On earth he has no equal. Evil continues to find ways to make us doubt, continues to try make us call out, woe unto me. Evil's crafty. We don't have to look far to see that's true. It's in all parts of our lives, and it's very much indeed here on earth. So what can be done about this, knowing that it's all around us? No strength of ours can match His might. We would be lost, rejected. So on our own, by our own works, we're condemned, unable to save ourselves, lost, rejected, doomed to death. We can never match the might of evil on our own. It will always overpower us on our own. But now a champion comes to fight, whom God Himself elected. For our sakes, and without even asking for us, for it, God Himself elected Him. You ask who this may be. The Lord of hosts is He, Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, God's only Son adored. He holds the field victorious. Christ alone, not ourselves, can save us. Our champion, our Savior, full of grace and truth, the Word. And He alone has won salvation and gives it to us freely through grace, again, without us even ever asking for it. Though hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us. Even with the promise of the word and Jesus, evil and sin, devils are all around us trying to eat us alive, to convince us that we are consumed by sin, and there's nothing that can ever be done about it. We tremble not, unmoved we stand. They cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage, in battle will engage. His might is doomed to fail. God's judgment must prevail. Sin, evil, death, they try to consume us. But even with all the might that they have on earth, they are doomed to fail in the end. No matter how much they think they've won us, they don't realize they've lost, because one little word subdues him. One little word, maybe even a big word, the word Jesus, the word that he alone can give us, forgiven. You are forgiven. You are saved by grace, my grace. And there's nothing that can ever stop this from being true for you. God's word forever shall abide. No thanks to foes who fear it. This promise, this truth that the word Christ is risen shall abide, act. The word was in the beginning, and now, and will be forever. For God himself fights by our side with weapons of the Spirit. Were they to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. Even though we'll be united with him in a death like his, death cannot keep us, because we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. That's a promise that comes to us through baptism and through the word. The kingdom's ours forever. And we now have a place in God's kingdom, even though we don't deserve it, thanks to Jesus Christ the word. And that is most certainly true forever and ever. Amen. And as we sing this next hymn that's about to come up, God's word, Jesus Christ, is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. This word is so much bigger than any one person. It was here before the Reformation, 500 years ago, today, and into the infinite future. The Son, the word, has made you free, and we are free indeed. Through grace saved us, not by our own, but through Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Having heard the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed in our midst, let us confess our faith in the triune God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. They can be found on page 105 in the front of your hymnal or here on the screen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the prayers. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, for those in need, and for all of God's creation. Make us free to be the church in the world, God of grace. Form our mission and ministry in ways that truly and tangibly give new life, hope, and grace in abundance. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in us the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm our faith, guide our lives, empower us in serving, give us patience in suffering, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, renew in us a desire to live in the covenant of our baptism, to live among your faithful people, to hear your word and share in your holy communion, to proclaim the good news of your saving grace, to serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, maker of all things, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living creature. We praise you for crowning the fields with your blessings and enable us once more to gather in the fruits of the earth. May that harvest be done safely. And we pray that you teach us to use your gifts carefully, that our land may continue to increase in its yield. Lord, in your mercy. Draw your church together, O God, into one great company of disciples. Together, following our teacher, Jesus Christ, into every walk of life. Together, serving in Christ's mission to the world. Together, witnessing to your love, wherever you will send us. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. We lift the names of those who have asked to be remembered in prayer. You join with me in those names. Rolf, Jim, Michaela, Ralph, the family of Adrian, Ione, Leona, Mavis Ann, Anne, Julius, Luann, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianas, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos. There are others who need to know that you hold them by the hand and lead them. Lord, to whom shall any of us go? You have the words of eternal life. Heal our sick and broken spirits. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we place all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in the mercy of Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father of glory, Jesus Christ, our peace, and the Spirit of truth, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.